B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
It's not that dirty today. We're going to try to talk about love. But first, well, actually, I'm going to tell you who Gwyneth Paltrow thinks is the worst kisser. Kate Hudson thinks is the worst kisser. Before I get to that, let's talk about Matthew McConaughey on Finding the One with his wife, Camilla. He's written his memoir.
All right.
It's called Green Lights. He's on the cover of People magazine this week.
He wrote a what?
He wrote a memoir called Green Lights. He's opening up about his marriage with Camilla. Mm-hmm. Before meeting her, he didn't think he would find the one. And they met in 2006, and he's been with her ever since. He said this. She showed up, and she moved right to left in front of my eyes across that club. I guess they were in a club. It was as if she was floating, and I did not say, who is that? I said, what is that? That seems and then I introduced myself.
Who was that?
Yeah. Since that evening, he said, and I don't think a lot of men can say this, I have not wanted to spend time with any other woman. Definitely not wanted to sleep with anyone else. I have not wanted to have children with anyone else other than her. We have love that we never question. They have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old.
This
is what he said about his like relationship and how he keeps it polite. Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad had quite enjoyed a tumultuous, rocky, big wave relationship.
Big wave.
I don't remember the last time I raised my voice to Camilla. It takes a lot for me to explode, but I think I do a pretty good job trying to maintain and care for each relationship in my family well enough so it doesn't get to a point where I'm exacerbated or I have to raise my voice.
Raising your voice.
He doesn't raise his voice to Camilla, huh?
No.
Smart man.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it when people raise their voice to me at all.
You don't like it when your husband holds your hand?
Well, no, that's just weird. Like, sometimes it's weird. That's me.
Okay.
But I don't like it when, like, I get nervous to the point where I want to cry. Like, if you started yelling at me, I would have to leave the room.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it freaks me out.
Well, let the record show, I have never done that.
No. No, you haven't. My dad never yelled at me.
I'm not your dad.
But, like, that's why I'm afraid of people who yell.
Okay.
I remember going over a girl's house and her dad started yelling at her and I burst into tears.
How old were you?
8.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's not fun for
me. Very sensitive.
You don't know it, but I'm a sensitive person.
I'll come over to my house.
Okay.
A lot of yelling going on,
Brian? Can we just go to baseball, please?
All right. And speaking of Matthew McConaughey... Kate Hudson was on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop podcast, and they were talking about, like, the boys that they kiss that they don't like to kiss. On-screen kiss is terrible. She said her worst was Matthew McConaughey, because she said, every time I kiss McConaughey, it's like there's something happening and there's snot or wind. At the end of Fool's Gold in the ocean, we have this plane crash, and he just had snot all over his face. That's disgusting.
Mm.
And Paltrow said kissing Robert Downey Jr. was terrible. She said, with Robert, when I kissed him, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is literally like kissing my brother.
Just because he's just friends? And
I think, well, you know, there's no spark. Like,
No spark, right.
Which goes to prove that... if there are bad on-screen kisses, there are great ones, which means,
there's a spark?
There's a spark. Like, know that there's a bad one, you have to have the experience that there was a good one. So I want to know who the best kissers were.
She said the worst, right?
Yeah, but she didn't say the best.
Yeah, Gwyneth.
Next Goopy podcast.
Yeah.
that I will listen to, because I have problems.
You love hate Gwyneth.
It's like you
love to hate her.
Yes,
right?
I know. It's like
you can't stop yourself.
I can't.
Okay.
I said I have a lot of problems.
Stop it. Tell me more.
Exactly.
That's it. Okay.
No.
That's your dirty laundry at 6:52. Hey, coming up 8:00, it is the 80s artist of the day today. That's Tom Petty. Okay. Tom shares the same birthday as my daughter, Bridget. And my Aunt Esther. Isn't that great?
You have an Aunt Esther.
No longer. But,
that's fantastic.
I used to have an Aunt Esther.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.